Talk Live, and we're kicking off the third hour of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. And, again, Free Talk Live. .com. Right back into your phone calls, we go to Scott in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Good evening, Ian, Wayne, and Mark. How are you?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm so troubled and disgusted with this country. I don't know. I'll try to make it short and sweet. Goldman Sachs has a stranglehold on Wall Street, our nation. The Federal Reserve absolutely has to be abolished. So your listeners have a very brief history of this. The Federal Reserve was created by Paul Warburg. He was a German Jew who was the head of Kuhn-Loeb & Company, which is now defunct, and he was the founder of the Federal Reserve System.
Pretty
the Federal
sure
Reserve was secretly created
people.
In 1913 at Jekyll Island, Georgia, and has ever since been the personal bank of the Jews.
There was a group of people, and some of them were Jewish, and
that's
some
correct.
Of them weren't.
Right.
I understand that.
But John D. Rockefeller wasn't Jewish.
I understand
Chase,
that,
yeah.
But I'm saying that, the big boys and Goldman Sachs is predominantly Jewish controlled, and the Federal Reserve must be abolished.
Except for all the names that we just gave you, J.P. Morgan, what were the other ones you gave?
John D. Rockefeller.
John D. Rockefeller, I mean, Chase, these are all...
I agree with you, but why are you just focusing on the ones with Jewish names? That's where we get a little sketchy.
Well, because he's a racist and he's...
He's working on it. Yeah, but
I'm working on it. But what I'm saying
doesn't
is,
seem like you're working on it. Why don't you talk about the issue of fiat currency and the Federal Reserve without pointing fingers at a specific faction of people?
Because I believe the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. I've read it numerous times, not just one time, maybe a dozen times.
My understanding that book is propaganda and has basically been completely.
I knew you were going to say that. Well, the Jews would have you believe that it's an anti-Semitic forgery.
The Jews.
I'm telling you that it's authentic.
As though all Jews
Scott,
are the same, right,
even
Scott?
If it was written by a Jew or several Jews wrote
it was written by supposedly anti-Semites.
Okay, whatever, whoever it was written by, but suppose it was written, it's a legitimate document. I don't know whether it is or not. I've heard that it's been debunked, but I don't know. So suppose it was written by some Jews. That doesn't represent all Jews, and the idea of painting somebody with the Jewish brush, it scares the bejesus out of people. I mean,
what I'm saying is
our
country
conversation.
Let me back up a little bit. Let me back it up. Not all the bankers are Jews. The big boys on Wall Street are the Federal Reserve, it is Benjamin Salman Bernanke, Alan Greenspan. But let's get away from that for a moment. They print all of our money. They charge us enormous, insane interest rates. It is literally sucking the life out of this nation's economy. That doesn't even add to the greed of Wall Street. And I was going to just finish my list briefly. Crooked politicians, lobbyists who when we vote, our votes don't count because lobbyists control everything. Bread and circus, which is to, this was mentioned in the protocols, but you've heard of the term anyway, where we are to be sidetracked with movie stars and sports stars. Our nation is a bunch of morons. We're so interested in Tom Brady and the New England Patriots that our whole country is going to hell in a handbasket. No one seems to care. Illegal aliens were being overrun. Homosexual lesbian marriage has ruined the traditional American family.
How dare those people come here seeking freedom and not ask government bureaucrats permission, huh? And how dare those folks that like to have sex with people of the same gender, how dare they be able to get together in holy matrimony? How
well, what
dare
I'm saying
they
is,
be able to commit to
themselves? It's ripping apart the fabric of this country. It's ripping apart the moral
fabric of this country. See, now I'm going to jump even more all over you here, because there is, it's just such a, the whole idea that there is one kind of overarching fabric or one set of culture or one culture that is overarching everything in this country is pretty ludicrous, Scott. When a gay person gets married to another gay person, or somebody comes here from another country to make a better life for themselves, that doesn't rip apart anything. It has no effect on you.
You know what it also rips apart this country is our government. I hate our government because I don't trust our government. I wouldn't trust it. I'm going to tell you, if I had a son and he was of military age and there was a draft, I'd send him up to Canada. I take whatever financial resources
I
have.
I understand where you're coming from on that one, Scott, and I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. The government is bad. They hurt people.
I don't hate, but
the government does hurt people, and I don't appreciate that.
It's a monopoly privilege on the use of force.
Whereas immigrants come here mostly to make a better life for themselves. There are people that come to take welfare, but again, that's a government problem, not an immigrant problem. And then gay people don't hurt you either. They're just enjoying their lives together. So
I just hear an anger management problem with Scott. You know, like he's just you know, and I know what it's like. I struggle with you know a temper myself, and you know I know what it's like to try to control that. But it's you don't, the progress isn't made by saying I hate the government and I hate the Jews, and it's not progress. That's not gonna help solve that problem. The way you help solve that problem is by addressing your anger and you know, working through it and trying not to fly off the handle.
The problem too is that sometimes you can be correct about certain issues you're talking about, but then when you start attacking certain ethnic groups or religions, it sounds like, oh, only racists believe in that.
Right.
And that it discredits the whole message. It poisons the well, so to speak.
Absolutely. And that's why it's very important to not let people like Scott get away with spouting that nonsense. All right. So we continue here. And a story out of Charleston, West Virginia, where we are live right now this hour and on WVTS. Chief U.S. District Judge Joseph Goodwin ruled against a Mingo County mother who didn't want her child to be immunized from disease. In April, Jennifer Workman, the mother of a 6-year-old girl, sued in U.S. District Court in Charleston so her daughter could attend pre-K to 8 school in Mingo County. The girl had not been immunized, and Workman claimed a medical exemption. West Virginia and Mississippi are two states that allow only a medical exemption to immunization. Unlike most states, West Virginia does not allow religious or philosophical exemptions.
Don't live there.
The topic is a sensitive one. An increasing number of parents across the country are questioning the safety of vaccinations, particularly the purported relationship between vaccinations and autism, Goodwin wrote in his order. A parent's concern for her children's health and well-being is understandable. However, little evidence supports the claim that standard vaccinations are unsafe, and the plaintiff does not contest the safety and efficacy of vaccines in this case. So basically, this mom is being told that, oh, sweetie, we're sorry. You don't actually get to control what happens to your daughter. You don't get to decide what is and what is not appropriate for her health care. We'll decide that for you.
Well, does she have the option of sending the child to some kind of private school? I mean,
I guess she does, but we're talking about West Virginia here. How many people in West Virginia do you think can afford to send their kids to private school?
I don't know. I mean, it would seem like the private schools there would be more, if you're suggesting that it's low income.
Yeah,
and
there's a lot of poor people in West Virginia.
I've heard that, certainly, but you would think that the private schools would charge less there, too. I mean, certainly it takes a certain amount of sacrifice on one's part. If it's important to her, I'm not saying that she should be forced to pay to fund schools that that, you know, she doesn't have a choice on how her daughter is immunized, but I'm also of the opinion that, look, if you want freedom right now, it costs a certain amount, and it shouldn't, but it does, and if you want that freedom in that area, you're going to have to pay for it, and that's the reality of it.
Right, maybe she doesn't have the option to homeschool. Maybe she's a single mom, and she can't afford to homeschool. She has to go to work every day.
Certainly screwed up.
Yeah. It's really screwed up.
So if you can't afford to go to a private, send your kid to a private school, or as the alternative, homeschool, which is the best way to
and that's actually, that's the ultimate private school right there, because when I was a kid, it seems to me that there were more private schools available than there are now, especially the middle class and lower middle class people. It seems now that most of the good private schools are really, really expensive, and there aren't that many decent private schools out there. And so I think that's one reason why so many middle-class people homeschool. And they have to pay all these huge taxes to pay for the schools in their town now, whereas 30 years ago, the school taxes weren't so high.
Yeah.
Workman said in her lawsuit against the Mingo County school system that her 13-year-old daughter suffers from serious health problems, developmental disorders, severe sleep disorders, and behavioral problems that appeared, she says, around the time she began receiving vaccinations. But now her younger daughter will be forced to receive the same vaccinations. It's Free Talk Live. We're going to continue.
By the way.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you features free, like the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies that have taken their validated photo and sent them into us. A validated video is another option as well to show they are indeed listeners of the show. I had a lady send me a picture of herself recently, and I was so bummed that I had to write her back and say, well, thanks for sending the picture, but unfortunately it just doesn't qualify. And this doesn't happen that often. She must not have read the instructions. I think somebody excited her about the shrine and told her to send a picture in without giving her details on what to do. But you have to actually provide some sort of evidence, some proof in the photo that you are indeed a Free Talk Live listener. Otherwise, you can just grab a picture from anywhere on the internet of any lady and send it to us, right? So that's why that rule was created, the validation rule. And the most basic kind of validation is just to put the letters FTL on a piece of paper and, you know, hold it up. Some of the ladies have done things a little more creatively, but creativity is not required, just that you be a lady and that the picture or video prove that you're a listener of Free Talk Live. You can go and get all the details at shrine.freetalklive.com, and the Free Talk Live Shrine of Female Listeners is brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com.
Startpage.com. You can take the Startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use Startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. It's the Start Page 7-Day Challenge. You can take it today at startpage.com.
So we were telling you the story out of Charleston, West Virginia, where a lady has gone to court and sued the school district because they are requiring that her daughter be immunized, be vaccinated, in order for her to go to government school. Not only did she claim medical reasons because, well, her 13-year-old daughter had developed some problems allegedly after she was vaccinated. In this case, she didn't want that history to repeat itself on her 6-year-old or the younger daughter. And she also stated that, and this is according to the judge, this is what the judge said in this case, who ruled against her and in favor of the state, of course. He said that specifically she states that her Christian Bapticostal religious beliefs require that she honor God by protecting her child from harm and illness, and that immunizing her daughter in this instance would violate those sincerely held beliefs. Judge Goodwin denied Workman's freedom of religion claim, noting that West Virginia does not allow a religious exemption to its mandatory immunizations of school children. He cited case law in writing that it has long been recognized that local authorities may constitutionally mandate vaccinations. Oh, what else can they mandate? I mean, if they can mandate that they can just pump a bunch of chemicals into your kid, what else will they be able to mandate that you won't be able to use a religious exemption for? I think it's pretty scary, personally, what's going on there in West Virginia. And the lady also alleged that the denial of her daughter's medical exemption violated her free exercise rights and rights to due process and equal protection of the laws. Goodwin noted that Workman offered no evidence to support the claim that she was discriminated against. All of the evidence he wrote is to the contrary, and blah, blah, blah. So, basically, they tell
There's
you...
There's no evidence that she was discriminated against? I mean...
Well, they're going to force everyone to have vaccinations, so how could she be discriminated against?
Well, because it's her religion that she doesn't have to...
Doesn't matter. That's not legal in West Virginia.
Right. Well, we'll discriminate against everyone's religion.
Right. Right. If they discriminate against everyone, then no one's being discriminated against.
Some people's religion doesn't require them not to get vaccines, and other people's do, so that's discrimination.
That's the primary problem I have with all this, is that if you believe in that stuff, if you believe in vaccination theory, take the vaccines, but don't force other people who don't want them to take them.
And there's so much force involved here, and it all stems from the idea of compulsory education. On the one hand, the government will say things like, we believe that every child has the right to an education, a right to a free education. And of course, it's free to the kid in that they're not the ones paying the property taxes. They're not the ones paying the rent that ends up paying property taxes to pay for the system. But it's not free to you and I. It's not free to the parents who are paying through the nose.
No such thing as free.
Right. But that doesn't mean that they won't use such language when they're talking
sure,
about their,
they will.
Oh, it's going to be a free education for all the children in West Virginia, for all the children,
right.
Free.
It would have to be free in order for you to have a right, or, you know, somebody would be obligated to provide it to you. So that it would have to be free, but it's not a right because You can't obligate anybody to do anything.
Well, right. Beyond that, it's also not a right because, well, it's only a free right to an education as long as you do everything we tell you to. You have to get your kid pumped up with these vaccines. You have to, you can only go to this one particular school if you live in this particular area. You have to do this. You have to do that. There's all these requirements that they mandate in order for you to actually get your kid into the government school system. So, no. It's not a free education. It's not a right to an education. It's not given to everyone. You have to jump through a bunch of hoops in order to get it. And if you decide you don't want it, no thanks. I don't want, I don't think I want to vaccinate my kids. You don't have any other choices unless you happen to have enough extra money to send your kid to a private school or happen to have the time and the ability to, you really need that much ability, but the time to homeschool your kid. And as you were pointing out, Wayne, if she's a single mom, she probably doesn't have the time and the wealth in order to do something like that. So this woman is stuck being forced to pay for a system that she fundamentally disagrees with on both a religious and medical basis. She's forced to pay for that system, and she's forced to send her her daughter into that system, and therefore she's being forced to have her daughter subjected to certain treatments that she has a fundamental disagreement with. It's absolutely outrageous.
She should think about moving.
She should. All right, we continue here, and you can bring up anything. Taryn is on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Taryn.
Hi, guys. First, let me say, whoever does the advertising for Manchester Brewing, whoever writes that, genius. Those commercials are so funny.
That's Kevin Bloom, the brewmaster over there.
Oh man, those are funny. But besides that, I actually can give you some perspective on this because I used to be a chiropractor in West Virginia and practiced. I used to practice in West Virginia, and I'm very familiar with this because I was one of the only doctors in the state that would write my patients, you know, an excuse not to get vaccinated. The chiropractic community, most of them have been very steadfast against vaccinations for over 100 years. So, you know, they've really been leading the front lines in that. And what happened was, first of all, they would get mad because I was a chiropractor and you're not really allowed to write in West Virginia. For some reason you're a second class doctor and you're not allowed to write these exemptions, and they actually, it was one of the worst states for vaccine law. I think only one or two other states in the whole country don't allow you some sort of religious exemption.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way out of it was a doctor's note, basically, and I was that doctor that would do that, and I got in so much heat over it because of I would go to, I actually had to go to the school board with this mother that didn't want to vaccinate her children. And I remember having this argument because they're telling me, well, it's, you know, it's safe, it's necessary, it's effective. And I said to them, look, if we draw up some papers right now that says if this vaccine injures this child and gives them some sort of lifelong disability or some sort of problem, that you will personally be responsible and pay for them. You're going to force them to do it. If you sign that and we make a contract, I'll give the go-ahead for the vaccine. You know, I'll got your back. But you have to take complete responsibility for the rest of their life.
Yeah, I bet they didn't want to do that. If you've got more, Taryn, hang on. We can bring it back at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's a great approach. Oh, you believe it works? We'll just put your name on this line here and take some liability for your beliefs. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you can just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, one of the things that's going on right now is the Free Talk Live banner auction. You could win the fifth banner on the website for an entire month, and the current bid is at $30. So head on over. There's about a day left, just over a day, almost two, left in the auction. Go to auction.freetalklive.com. And those are the types of things you'll know about first. If something new, like brand new Shriner, for instance, goes up on the site, you'll know first. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. As we go back to Taryn in Georgia, you're back on Free Talk Live. And this is Taryn, by the way, from the LCL report at lclreport.com. Hey, Taryn.
Hi there. As a catch-up to your listeners, basically I was a doctor in West Virginia where the story was taking place. I used to write exemptions for vaccination and got me in a lot of trouble with my board and everybody else around and the school board and everyone. But it amazes me to think that, you know, I took the approach where I would throw it back on them. Are you going to take liability if this child gets injured? And of course they would say no. It's safe and effective, but when you say, okay, just sign this contract that you'll take care of any damages for the rest of their life, and all of a sudden it wasn't safe and effective, they wouldn't sign it. Well, why won't you sign it? You said it was safe and effective.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a great approach.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, by the way, hi, Wayne.
Hi, how are you?
I know he knows a lot about vaccines.
A few things, but not as much as I'd like. But anyway, yeah, you know, chiropractors, I've known a lot of chiropractors over the years, and they've been anti-vax. And tell me why in chiropractic medicine that they're against vaccines.
Well, it started out as it's not necessarily vaccines, but, you know, chiropractors usually take a different approach. Most doctors will always medical doctors want to either fix you with drugs or surgery, and those are really your two big options. Chiropractors try to fix you with non-surgery and nutrition, and there's been a big, I could go on and on about why there's a, why chiropractors are treated as a second-class doctor. The history behind it's amazing, and it's some seriously, like, it sounds like a conspiracy story, what the AMA did to chiropractors.
They also did it to homeopathic. They also did it to homeopathic medicine.
Oh,
as
yeah,
well.
the whole committee on quackery. When I'll give your listeners a little history lesson here. What happened was back in the 1900s, everyone could practice without a license, so anyone could be a doctor pretty much, and with just a little bit of schooling. What then happened was everybody started competing for, okay, who's going to be the government's recognized doctors. And there was a lot of money behind the medical establishment, and there was a lot of money behind people to make medical machines. And what happened was they kind of lobbied the politicians to make medical doctors the god and primary doctor of anything to do with the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it got so bad that they would throw other practitioners. There's many, many chiropractors who have a long history of activism who got thrown in jail for practicing chiropractic because they called it medicine and didn't get their permission. Homeopaths had the same thing happen, acupuncturists. I mean, so what it finally happened is in the 60s or 70s, they made a committee on quackery. The AMA got together, made a secret committee to discredit anything else that wasn't medical, and spread a bunch of bad information. So they were putting out these fake studies about how chiropractors give people strokes and hurt people and how they're dangerous. And the same with homeopaths and acupuncture, and they destroyed anything that wasn't medical with a smear campaign. It sounded like a conspiracy theory until it all came out in court. There's a case called Wilkes versus the AMA. 10-year case, dragged on and on, and finally, after it got all the way up to the Supreme Court found out that the AMA was doing this secret smear campaign against everything else, and they had to go back through their medical journals, apologize, talk about how chiropractic really worked and that they screwed up all that stuff. And but the chiropractic profession really never recovered. They're always treated as second-class doctors, even though they go to more school than a medical doctor. We have more schooling hours than medical doctors.
And more nutrition education as well.
Oh, I was talking to my buddies that are MDs. They never even had a nutrition class. I mean, I had hours and hours of nutrition. And, I mean, these guys had to take it as continuing ed. And every label you read on something, like a vitamin, says, consult your doctor. They don't know what the hell you're talking about when you walk in there with a vitamin unless they've taken classes. It's scary that they're the go-to guys.
Well, they've been trained to administer toxic chemicals and to cut, burn, and poison people. But basically, that's it.
And it's not that I don't have respect, because the medical doctors I know that do trauma are pretty awesome doctors. But the medical doctors...
Yeah,
for like general health, really don't have any other tools.
Well, that's right. The emergency medical system we have, the doctors are very well trained in trauma, but the problem is when it comes to the prevention and treatment of degenerative disease, that's where the MDs, in my opinion, don't have it. And they're going to put you on some stupid pharmaceutical, then you have to take another one to counter the first one. And I see people go through this all the time.
I think there's definitely, I think what you're saying is true, that the medical establishment has it out for the alternative medicine people out there. On the other hand, there sure as hell is a lot of quackery. There's quackery within the medical establishment.
Sure.
And I think certainly a lot of it within the alternative medicine realms. And y'all mentioned homeopathy. I've seen James Randi talk about homeopathy, and it's laughable. I mean, when
there is some crazy stuff out there. But what I did find out as a doctor is something works for just about everyone. And I never judge. I mean, a person will come in and say they healed themselves from prayer. They'll come in and say this homeopathic thing healed them. I don't care, man. Everybody has their own path.
Sure, and it's likely that what's going on with that...
It's ignorant for me to say something doesn't work.
No, it's likely that what's going on in both of those cases are a placebo effect. I mean, as we were talking about with Toby last night, the mind is very, very powerful. So if you get someone to believe that, hey, this sugar pill or this very diluted glass of water is has some sort of magical healing properties, if you get them to truly believe that, then their odds of their recovery are going to increase.
Yeah, I think if you compare the placebo effect to any other drug, it has a better cure rate than any drug around.
I think there's some truth to that statement.
But you know, the quackery in allopathic medicine is far more harmful
because
yeah, well, no, I think the injuries in allopathic medicine are far more dangerous because when you're exposed to allopathic quackery, it usually involves poisoning you or cutting something off.
Right, give somebody an operation that they didn't need, kind of thing.
But quackery in alternative medicine, maybe nothing happens.
Right,
you just get some
money.
That's true. And the reason chiropractors, I forgot to answer this, don't like vaccines usually is because the science behind vaccines is practically voodoo science. I mean, it really, when you look at the studies, because everybody throws up the big polio study that vaccines cured polio, and you actually look at the charts, polio was on its way out and almost gone when vaccines finally got invented and arrived.
Mm-hmm.
What did it with sanitation? Sanitation, far cured, got rid of polio, was a direct result of actual sanitation.
Mm.
So I'm a big fan of sanitation.
What about smallpox? I mean, they say that they chased down smallpox with the vaccines, and it seems like there's a lot of evidence that the smallpox vaccine really did work.
Oh, Mark, I'm not really positive about the smallpox
because
I haven't looked into it as much on that one. I know
it
more
looks
about
like
polio.
Of all the vaccines out there, the smallpox vaccine is the most effective of the lot.
I'm not going to say
the most credit.
What I don't understand is if vaccines really work, why do you have to re-immunize? Like if I get smallpox as a child, I'm immune my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to keep getting shots every couple of years if this stuff really works?
Yeah, the boosters for tetanus
and
things like that.
That's just making money. That's a complete scam.
I don't know.
Well,
and that's what a lot of medicine is on both sides, is just scamming people out of money.
Right. And I was in the field, and there is no doubt there's doctors. I mean, when the door closes, these doctors will be like, how can we make the most money off this?
But the problem is when the industry uses the state to enforce the use of their product and to eliminate competition.
It's a problem.
That's the biggest problem.
Absolutely. Thank you, Taryn, for the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call. Make it right now. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers. You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call. If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this program, one of the things you can do to support us is buy some gold and silver.
That's right. Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some of the best prices on gold and silver. The prices are so good that Ian and I have both bought gold and silver over there at gold.freetalklive.com. You can go over there, and I picked out, I guess it's five coins over there, plus a book that will teach you all about the Federal Reserve System called Dishonest Money. And Tad Anderson over there at Midas will toss in a silver Liberty walking Liberty silver half into the book just so you can start off your, you know, real money collection. And, you know, people are buying gold and silver for lots of reasons, either a hedge against inflation, as an investment, as a barter tool in case the big one comes, who knows? You can go get the best prices at gold.freetalklive.com. Lots of people are buying these days. I see the reports. I know. And maybe they know something you haven't been thinking about. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. And by the way, when you buy gold through that link, Free Talk Live will benefit directly.
That's correct.
And our network that puts us on the air on several radio stations will benefit directly. So you're not only getting the gold and the silver that you're looking for, and you're getting a great price, but you're also helping Free Talk Live. So gold.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, you can bring up absolutely anything. And the police, man, there's just no shortage of stories about the police these days hurting old people. I mean, we've talked about stories of there was an old lady that was tackled because her grass was growing too high, and I mean, there have been so many of them where you'd think there was the old lady that was suffering from dementia that had grabbed a knife out of the car that she was in and just kind of stumbling through a Walmart parking lot. She was attacked by the police completely unnecessarily. She wasn't menacing anyone.
She had a knife in her hand.
Just, you know, out of it. And so there's so many different stories out there. Here's another one for you. This one from Tennis Fan House. Here we go again. How many stories like this are we going to get? And this is what a tennis website writing that. just the tenant's website saying how many stories like this are we going to get. That's their line, not mine. Stories of senseless tennis violence. And what do you get when this happens? Ray Moore and George Morrell know. Moore was wrestled to the ground by a cop, a knee placed in his back while he was cuffed, apparently bleeding. Both were arrested and spent the bulk of the day in jail. Donna Morrell, George's wife, said there were five cop cars there. Five. My husband and Ray were in different cells all day in solitary. Surely they deserved it. They're in your, they're 80s, you know, she said. Have I forgotten to mention that part? Morrell is 85 years old and Moore is 82. They were playing tennis at their club in the Sun City West, Arizona retirement community. It's funny that there's a Sun City in Florida that's also a retirement community.
Yeah, but it's that's Sun City West. It is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're sister cities.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, in Sun City in Florida, they actually have stoplights for golf carts.
Sure.
Crossing.
It's a retirement community. It's put together for people that have retired, and they're out there to play golf and shuffleboard and have a good old time, and they've got lots of activities for them. They're great little communities.
Anyway, they've been members at the Sun City West retirement community for years. Morrell apparently didn't show his membership card before taking the court. When asked for it, he produced a photocopy, not the original. That was the offense. From there, an argument is understandable, but somehow it got all the way to the club calling the police and the officers throwing them in jail after a ruckus. Let me repeat, these guys have been members there for years. When 80-somethings take the court, as Morrell does three times a week, you applaud. You feel good about them and about tennis. You feel good about the possibilities of life. You do not wrestle them to the ground and cuff them for not showing a card, especially when most everyone there must recognize them by now. I want to publicly apologize to Donna because every time she said something to explain the story, I kept laughing out loud. For example, when I asked why George had a photocopy of his card, she said, he loses his card all the time, so he made a copy. And
makes sense.
It,
makes perfectly good yeah, sense.
And put it in his tennis bag.
Yep, make a copy, keep the original at home.
Right. He's been using that very same copy to get into the club for 2 years. So it was just today. Somebody decided to have a problem with
right.
It.
That copy is not good enough. You need to produce your real card to get in. And if you don't, and then I imagine he got very combative because
yeah.
People.
This is my club, and I pay to be here.
Right. People like things to be predictable. Any new change that isn't their idea stinks. And,
yeah.
And I have to agree. He's been able to come into the club using the same photocopied card for 2 years. He's been a member over there for years and years, and I can see why changing, you know, probably some new person or somebody who was, you know, they gave him a pep talk in the clubhouse and said, all right, every member has to have their card. We're going to start enforcing the rules. You know, too many people have been not paying their dues, and we're going to enforce the rules. So somebody gets this whole bureaucratic bean counter, stick in their butt and says, well, no, you've got to have the real card, not a photocopy.
So
the cops are called.
Police reports suggest that Morrell jumped on the officer's back when Moore was taken down. Donna said that didn't happen. He put his arm on her shoulder. She, the officer, had Ray down on the ground with her knee on his back. Ray had a heart attack last year, and he was concerned about the man.
Right, so he was trying to, excuse me, officer, this man,
this is
unnecessary. Heart trouble.
You don't need to be doing this. The report also says that Moore hurt his arm during the scuffle and tried to wipe the blood on the officer. It's lucky he didn't break a hip. Well, there's a clear social message in all this, and it's, well, there is no message. This is, again, still the Tennis Fan House. This is just the most ridiculous thing that's ever happened. Well, clearly he hasn't been listening to Free Talk Live. But it's certainly darn ridiculous. I would agree with that. Imagine the picture of a female cop wrestling some old guy in tennis shorts to the ground and another guy coming over to help his friend with a bad heart. Where's YouTube when you need it? Yeah, that's a great, great question. These elderly gentlemen need to start packing some video cameras around with them in case of more police harassment. By the way, Sun City, Arizona is in Maricopa County. Now, where's Maricopa County, for those that don't know?
Just outside of Phoenix.
It is Phoenix.
Maricopa County is Phoenix, so Sun City West is outside of Phoenix.
Right, and
counties are big out there.
And it's Joe Arpaio territory, one of the most corrupt, notoriously corrupt sheriffs across the country. He is a thug of the lowest order, and the people that work for him also tend to be vicious, violent, sadistic individuals. So it doesn't surprise me at all to find that out.
You know, it seems to me that if let's say you're a cop and you get called to the scene and there's two 80-something-year-old men having a dispute or whatever, why would you attack them physically? Their testosterone levels way down. I'm sure you could just talk with them. And,
right.
Oh, he's probably calmly. Really upset. That old man was probably like, ah, blah, blah, blah.
Well, he was,
their testosterone levels are down, but so are their B12 levels. And they have a tendency to be a little cranky. And I suspect that it was his attitude that got him put on the ground, no doubt in my mind. But, the officer could have just as easily said, you know what? That cranky old guy's got his photocopied card there.
Good enough.
Sounds like it's your problem, not mine. This is a civil matter.
Right.
Local CBS affiliates had quotes from the arresting deputy in court records. Apparently, they claimed that Moore jerked his hands away when the officer was trying to cuff him. So, I grabbed Moore, this is the officer, I grabbed Moore from behind and lifted him. Moore then fell back toward me as I guided him to the floor. George came over to where I was trying to detain Raymond and attempted to come over my back to assist Raymond. That's not the most ridiculous part. Katie O'Grady, spokesperson for the Recreation Centers of Sun City West, reportedly said, "They've known the rules for years, and we have to enforce them. We tried over 3 different notifications to this person that he had to have his real card. It's a private community, and you've got to have some control over who's using the facilities. You know who is using the facilities. It's the guy you've been telling to bring his card." I understand that it is, if it is truly a private facility, they do get to set their own rules. But in this case, the police, I think, overreacted.
Right. I'm thinking that the police probably should have left it, that's a civil matter at that point. These people could have ejected him if that's what they wanted to do. I don't think you needed to call the police, and I don't think the police needed to use this, use their force. This was a waste of taxpayers' money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so toll-free number 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, but it's just abuse after abuse and no accountability. This officer in this case who put her knee in an old man's back, man in his 80s,
mm-hmm.
I understand that you can still be fit in your 80s, but you're still a little more fragile.
You're a lot more fragile by the 80s, yeah.
Than the average cop. So I think that it was completely handled in an inappropriate manner. But it doesn't matter what I think. And it doesn't matter what the people of Phoenix or the people of Maricopa County think. In fact, there was a story that this Arpaio character is getting support for running for governor now.
Oh, boy.
I mean, governor. To the point where Republicans are all jazzed up about it in Arizona.
Well, neocons are.
Well, the Republicans that make a difference, because they're the ones that go and do all the Republican things and go to the meetings and stuff. Anyway, it's Vinny in here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us tomorrow night and join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Respect your elders!
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.